Let's head to Australia now, where allowing people to access their own superannuation to buy a home has triggered a warning about a $1 trillion burden on the Australian taxpayer by the end of the century if people are forced to rely on the aged pension. For more, I'm joined by our Australia correspondent, Peter Ryan. Peter, people here have been raiding their super to buy a first home, well, for a while now, so what's the problem in Oz?
Well, that's right, Lisa. There in New Zealand, you have KiwiSaver, where you can draw down on some of your super, put that towards a home deposit. But that's something that's getting hard and harder here in Australia and also New Zealand. Here in Australia, we have a compulsory superannuation scheme where now 11% of your salary goes set and forget straight into superannuation. You don't get to access it till you retire decades down the track. But in the lead up to the last federal election in 2022, the then Liberal government, which lost the election, proposed a policy where young Australians would be able to tap into their super balances up to $50,000 to help with that home loan deposit. But the Super Members Council, which represents the big superannuation funds, including the union-backed industry super funds, reckons that by accessing up to this $50,000, that would cost the taxpayer more than $300 billion by the end of the century, $40 billion by 2060. This is because people miss out on the miracle of compounding interest and then they're forced onto the age pension. And also that access to super means the housing market reacts and house prices possibly rise by 9% or $75,000 in major cities. It's even worse, Lisa, according to this model, if people drain all of their super completely to buy a home, that could add up to a $1 trillion taxpayer burden by the end of the century, as people really have to rely on the age pension. They might have a home, but they won't have any super. Not everyone agrees with this, including the New South Wales Liberal Senator Andrew Bragg, who's used a colourful turn of phrase to ridicule this warning as a bit of a scare campaign.
Well, it sounds like modelling that's been done by Dr. Evil proposing to blow up the world in Austin Powers. But I think it's very disappointing that the super funds have decided not to play a constructive role here. But the reality is that millennials and Gen Zs are on a trajectory to never own a house. So the idea that we're going to give up on home ownership and just have lots of super might work for the great vested interests like the unions and the banks that stand behind the super scheme. But the key determinant of a successful retirement is your home ownership status, not your superannuation balance.
So that's the New South Wales Liberal Senator Andrew Bragg, who makes the point it's much better to actually own a home rather than having a super. But the problem is that some people might end up owning a home or maybe even having a big mortgage by the time they retire and then no superannuation at all. So we do have the federal budget in Australia coming up on Tuesday of next week. There are no signs of any policy changes out of Canberra on housing, certainly not negative gearing, which has been one of the many factors along with capital gains tax discounts that have locked so many young Australians out of housing.
Peter, there's also been a development, and this is a horrendous case. This is the two Australian brothers and their American friend. They were murdered in Mexico. They were over there on a surfing trip, weren't they? And it was an execution-style killing. Tell us what else has come out.
Yes, this has been a really upsetting story that's been dominating here, but also overseas and in the United States and Mexico. We've been hearing today that the former girlfriend of the man charged over the killings of these three men has become a prosecution witness. A court in Mexico has heard that the ringleader of the Mexican bandits, Jesus Gerardo, told his then-girlfriend that he killed the brothers and their American friends. There was a 45-minute court hearing earlier today where Gerardo told his girlfriend, allegedly, "I essentially messed up the three gringos." She asked him, "What do you mean by that?" And he said, "I killed them." So three Mexican locals have been arrested over the weekend after the bodies of the Perth men Callum and Jake Robinson, their American friend Jack Cartier-Rode, were discovered 10 metres down a well. It's believed they were shot dead in a robbery gone wrong. And look, it's really been a grueling experience and period for the parents of the two brothers. Earlier this week, they've travelled over from Perth to Mexico to identify the body, and they're going through this terrible period in their lives, and their lives won't be the same, of course, after this.
Yeah, totally senseless all over a vehicle. Thank you, Peter. That is our Australia correspondent, Peter Ryan.